Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You are very punctual.
Like on actually, the dot.
Actually, I'm late because the way I was raised, 5 minutes early is on time and on time is late.
Wow. Well, we are talking to Lee Bryce, headlining the 5th annual Finger Lakes Country Music Festival in Palmyra. Called on exactly the second he said he was going to call.
You're good.
That is impressive. Tickets for everybody.
I've been sitting here staring at the phone just like... So,
I don't want to be too early.
So excited.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all. I'm just been pacing back and forth, waiting to hit the button to go, call.
Called out. Tickets to see Lee coming up on May 20th, WBEE.com for that. So a lot going on. You've got the single Killed the Man climbing the charts in the 40s. June 5th, new album Sunriser is going to be released. I'm curious if any of this stuff was recorded on that awesome bus studio that you have. I love your bus.
Yes, a ton of it is. And in fact, when I say a ton, I have a little news for you.
Yeah?
So, June 5th was going to be a 17-song record album.
Okay.
But I got on the bus for about a week and a half long run, and I accidentally wrote like 15 more songs that I love.
How do you accidentally write 15 songs? Oops.
And recorded them. And so the label was like, well, let's just put them all out. So the bad news is the album itself is going to push back to October 2nd. But the good news is it's 32 songs.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, I see.
Wow, dude.
All right. So.
And I did a lot on the bus. I did a ton on there. Still am. Still working out there.
So the bus that I keep referencing here is Lee, gutted part of the bus, and it's a studio. There's a drum kit in there. There's all kinds of stuff to produce. I've never seen anything like it.
You know what? I come up with good ideas when I'm driving. Like when I'm walking around the, you know what I mean? So that makes sense. Because, sometimes they're like, oh, I sit at home and around a fire and I write music. But for others, being out, seeing the world, clearing your head. I would probably write better from a bus, too.
Here's the main reason why I did that, why I started it. Because I started out small, I'm just going to put a laptop out there and feed a few mics in case I want to record something. Because the point is when I am gone so much, on the road, especially through the summers and our tours, when I get home to the family, I don't want to, a pile of work to do in the studio while I'm home. I want to have the time at home with the kids. And so we do have a lot of downtime on the road, right? And I said, I don't want to waste this time. So I've just built a full-on studio so that I can get all that work, so much work done out there. And there's not a whole lot I can't do out there. It saves me a lot of time.
We're going to have to keep that locked during the show so Billy's not on there playing with it while you're on stage in Palmyra. So I'll make sure that I remind you before you hit the stage, make sure you lock that bus so Billy's not in there pushing buttons and knobs.
Well, he can't hurt nothing because when you build a studio on the bus, it's kind of childproof because it's always rattling around anyway.
Oh, so. Well then. Okay, then.
Right. Like a challenge to me.
As long as all the rubber is around the corner so he doesn't hurt his head or anything. So speaking of time with the family... Your boy's getting so big. Your 17-year-old is in your new music video. Did you ever think that would happen?
Well, no, never really did at all.
They get big fast.
It was so weird because I've never had a music video of my own, right? It's my music video that I'm not in.
Right. But you were directing it.
Yeah, I got to direct it, and that's Dakota's never been in front of a camera or people watching him, and I can kind of teach him the ropes and give him some advice, and which I did give him some of that, but little did I know that he was just going to come out there and just be like a natural Brad Pitt without me having to tell him anything. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, a redneck country farm version of Brad Pitt. So, it was so fun to do that. First of all, the song is, I love it. You know, it's always a special one for me on this record, one of the 32. And but doing the video, I always kind of produce my own videos too with my producers. You know, I'm always like, hey, we should do a shot over here, you know, and like, they're like, actually, that was a good idea. Let's go do it. So it was fun. But really, when they say produce it, I was really just checking the wood and the chainsaw, make sure it would crank before Dakota got over there to film. So I was kind of like just an extra hand. But no, it was fun. And yeah, he's growing up.
All right. So how awkward was it for him to have a love interest at that age?
Well, it was even more awkward because the girl in the video, her name is Klein, and Dakota and Klein have been like friends since they were like born, because the person who I wrote the song with is one of my best friends, and the other dad in the video.
Okay.
And that's his daughter. And so they've been friends their whole life, but they have always had this like, oh no, we don't like each other, you know.
Right. Because like, they're dumb. I don't even give a care.
I don't know if you could tell when you saw the video, but like, put it this way, she had a boyfriend. She was like, I can't kiss him, but yeah, I'll do the video. I said, you don't have to kiss, just get real, real, real close and make it, you know. And so we did all that. And the next day, I will say she broke up with her boyfriend.
Oh, matchmaker Lee Bryce. Matchmaker. Neighborhood matchmaker. Oh, well, I just thoroughly enjoyed the video. I had no idea that was your son until I really got watching and looking. And I read the description underneath. I was like, no kidding. Well, he's a natural cutie, and why not?
Oh, believe it or not, I used to look like that, too.
Lee Bryce, 5th Annual Finger Lakes Country Music Festival in Palmyra, coming back. You kicked off the inaugural Finger Lakes Country Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowds were so big, and everybody was so happy that they decided to invite you back. So, looking forward to it.
That's a big thank you, and we're still working at it. We're working hard and enjoying it, so can't wait to get up and see y'all, and we sure appreciate you. We'll hopefully get to see y'all there. You gonna come?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Yes, sir.
Check out the studio and have a cold beverage, and we'll have a good time.
I got an idea for a song. You want to write a song?
Oh, my gosh.
Who dis? New phone.
That's a negative.
Rude. I'll see you on May 20th.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.